Welcome to Beer Here, a weekly podcast on WFMU.org and blog at beerhere.blogspot.com.
This week we go back to our vast treasure trove of interviews that we conducted during Craft Beer Week at the Brewer's Choice event.
We spoke to two Long Island breweries, Blue Point Brewing from Patchogue, and also Barrier Brewing,
which is in Oceanside, New York, not too far from East Rockaway and Rockville. Go Strong Island! I'm with Steve of Blue Point Brewing.
How are you today?
Doing all right. Steve, what do you do at the brewery?
I'm a sales manager for five states.
Blue Point is based on Long Island.
That's correct. It's on the South Shore in Patchogue, Long Island.
Did Blue Point have anything to do with the brew pub there, the Brick House?
Yes. We had a little coalition. We were making their beer for a little while. And we kind of like pioneered them. And they've been very successful with the product for us.
So tell me about the two beers that you brought to the Brewer's Choice today.
Well, these are our small batch series. So we just rolled out a brand new wheat IPA, white IPA at 6% alcohol. First time in the market this week for New York City Craft Beer Week. And the other beer is also a small batch series, which is a sour cherry imperial stout at 10% alcohol.
The white IPA is amazing.
It really is. It's very sessionable. It's got a nice hop to it, and it's only 6% ABV, so it's pretty sessionable.
Are both these beers going to be both on tap and in bottles in New York?
This is only on tap. Our small batch series are usually on tap. There may be an opportunity for a 22-ounce in the future.
Now, some of the beers that I see all the time from Blue Point, the Toasted Lager.
Toasted Lager, our number one beer, flagship, which made the whole brewery. And Hoptical Illusion, our number two beer, which is a great dry-hopped IPA.
You guys must be all over Long Island, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much our backyard. It's very easy for us to come out in our sandals and shorts and have table service.
And have you gotten any response from far and away? Anybody from the West Coast taking Blue Point?
Well, we haven't pioneered that far yet, but we just tapped into Michigan. It's a brand new state for us. As far west we go also is Pennsylvania, but we do have distribution from New Hampshire to Florida.
So which of the Blue Point beers go best with Blue Point oysters?
Well, they all go great with oysters, but Toasted Lager,
Steve, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you. Have a great night.
I'm with Craig of Barrier Brewing. Hi, Craig.
How are you, Bob?
All right. So what did you bring to the fest today?
Tonight we brought two of the beers that we make. Right now we're producing 27 different styles of beer, believe it or not.
I choose to believe it.
Yeah. And the two we chose for tonight are, the first one is called Frau Blücher. It's a nice little reference to Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein. It's a German-style Rauch beer, or smoke beer.
What's the name of it again?
Frau Blücher. Yeah, exactly. And it's basically a 5.4% pale golden color, but it's produced with about 65% German Rauch malt, or smoked malt, which is malt that they smoke over beechwood to infuse this very kind of meaty, smoky, earthy, bacony type of flavor into the beer. And we keep the hop profile very low. We really want that nice kind of smoky character to come out to it. It's balanced by a nice, bready maltiness on the end of it. And it's kind of a unique beer. You don't see too many smoked beers out here. But in Bamberg, Germany, this is the style of beer that they produce there. So we kind of took that inspiration and tried to do our interpretation of a traditional Bamberg-style beer.
Bjorn, I love that style.
Yes, that was my the Barrier Rauch beer was my first beer tonight.
And it's a really good one. It's not over the top. It's not crazy. It doesn't give you the experience that you're drinking ham, but you can definitely get all that delicious smokiness. It's very well balanced. How does that beer go over on Long Island? You're from Long Island. The brewery's based in Long Island, right?
That's correct. It's in Oceanside, which is on the south shore of Nassau County, which is right by Long Beach, Jones Beach area. And we're the only brewery in Nassau County. There's, you know, 8 or 10 breweries in Long Island, but they're all east in Suffolk County.
And how does your Rauch beer go over there?
People have loved it. I mean, for a lot of people, they're kind of surprised by the flavor profile, especially if they've never had a smoked beer before. It certainly is a unique flavor to it. But everyone who's had it has really, really enjoyed it, especially with an event like tonight with all the food here. It definitely, I mean, it's a beer that stands well on its own, but it does lend itself very well to foods, to meats, to cheeses. It's a very kind of culinary type of beer.
Barrier isn't the first brewery that you've worked for.
That's correct. For 4 years prior to this, I worked at Six Point Craft Ales in Brooklyn. I started out as an assistant brewer there, and the last 2 years I was the brew house manager. That's when my partner Evan, who started Barrier, he came on as an assistant brewer there, and over those next 2 years we developed a very close relationship. We got to know one another, bring in our home brews, talk about our hopes and aspirations of one day having our own brewery. And fast forward a couple years, and here we are trying to, you know, make that dream a reality.
What's a more likely scenario at this point? A collaboration with Six Point or a brew-off?
That's a great question. I would love to do a collaboration. We still have a great relationship with those guys. It's a healthy rivalry, obviously. We always, you know, try to one-up each other a little bit. But, you know, we have a ton of respect for them. The reason we are able to achieve what we've done is because of our experience and education that we had at Six Point. So, you know, we're indebted to them in a lot of ways. And I would take either or. I'd love a collaboration, but I would be happy to go head-to-head any day with them.
Great beers today. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in to Beer Here.
Upcoming podcasts include an interview with Alan, the proprietor of a new beer shop on the Upper East Side, located on 86th Street and 2nd Avenue. City Swiggers will feature both bottles as well as taps, and so you can go there to have a beer or get your growler filled up.
We'll also speak to Brad of Brooklyn Distilling, makers of handcrafted whiskey and gin. Not exactly beer, but we'll make an exception now and then.
I'll drink to that.